First for you, Audrey, obviously it was a disappointing result yesterday. What does it say about the resiliency of the team to get a doubleheader sweep today?
Yeah, I think it says a lot about our team. I think we upped our focus a lot, and it comes down to getting gritty and tough. And I think, like, yesterday, Charlotte was a good team, flat out. And I think knowing that we were still amazing and also a great team helps us and helps our confidence a lot.
And then to catch two shutouts today, can you just talk about the two pitchers?
Yeah, I think Lizzie threw a heck of a game. Her spin was crazy today, so kept a lot of batters off balance and just way ahead of her ball. I think, like, having a senior pitcher like Lizzie and then going to a freshman pitcher like Casey against Georgia Tech is kind of insane for a program to have. You know, like, a super powerful senior and a super powerful freshman is definitely a lot of fun to catch. And they're completely different, so it keeps me entertained pretty much every single day.
And then for you, Casey, what does it mean for you to pitch not only a shutout, but to hold an ACC team to just one hit?
It was, to be honest, throughout the whole game, I was just focused on not letting them have any big hits. I didn't realize how many, like, that I only gave up one hit the whole game. I was just trying to focus on every pitch one at a time and just work through every batter. So it really, the end result is really nice to see.
And then that final inning, obviously they get a runner to second and coach comes out. What are y'all talking about? How are the nerves going for you?
The nerves were definitely there that last inning. You always want to get the first out. And so when a runner gets on, everyone's always a little bit more on edge. But when coach came out to the circle, she's like, "We're just calming down. Like, you got this. Like, we came up with a game plan as to what to throw since the girl on second was trying to pick the pitches, but we ended up doing exactly what she said, and she ended up swinging on what we thought she would."
And then Audrey, it was certainly an interesting game in terms of Georgia Tech getting a lot of strikeouts, but also a lot of walks. As a batter and a catcher, what are y'all saying in the dugout to not get too frustrated and know that there are opportunities to strike at them?
Yeah, you know, I think, again, this was a tough umpire to have. And it came down to us just, like, not holding ourselves, like, too accountable about bad calls and just focusing on the pitches we can drive. I was trying to relay to people that I was getting at least one pitch or two pitches in that bat that I can smoke. And I think that actually really helped. And, like, it allowed people to know that you're getting pitches you could swing at. Just when we're getting behind in the count due to umpires, we can't give up just because of umpires.
And then for both of y'all, can y'all just talk about Brooks' hit? Obviously a two-out RBI triple. And what does that do for y'all once, especially you, Casey, once you get that lead?
Brooke had been hot all day. We've been waiting for her hit. She made great contact all day. So it just came up at a clutch moment and we were all so excited. And it really takes, like, the stressor off of me because I'm like, okay, we have a lead now. I can just go in and keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, I definitely think seeing Brooke and Casey be best friends on and off the field is kind of fun. You know, like, Brooke has Casey's back and Casey has Brooke's back at the end of the day, and it shows on the field especially. And it's just one of the many romances of the game that I love. But yeah.
And then for you, Audrey, coming up really clutch, especially in the first game in the nine slot, and Lauren following you up. Can you just talk about that dynamic of being at the bottom of the lineup, but really setting up the offense going at the top?
Yeah, you know, our coach kind of put it simply, and this was last week, but the more the bottom of the lineup hits, the more chances there are for RBIs for the top of the lineup. And so I kind of thought of that as, like, an opportunity to get my teammates more RBIs, more times to hit, more times of passing the bat. So, like, luckily Kels is an amazing hitter, so most of the time when I'm on, she's on right behind me, quickly behind. So I think as long as we can kind of keep that going, that dynamic, then I think we'll be all set.
But then for you and your confidence to get that two RBI single against Kent State, can you recall that at bat?
Yeah, I think our coach just said, like, this week that I hit better with runners on base. And, like, that's not necessarily a stat that I had known. So I think, like, on deck, like, I knew that other people were confident in me, and like, and I was confident in myself. And, you know, I saw two pitches, and then I found one that I can drive for a base hit, and that's what I did.
And then for you, Casey, to now shut out two teams coming off NCAA appearances, I mean, how's the first few weeks of your freshman year been going for you mentally?
You know, it's been a roller coaster, basically, giving up two walk-off games that we ended up that we lost because they walked off. But it's just mentally challenging. But I always, Audrey tells me, trust myself, like, you're good, like, you can do this. And so just being able to believe in myself, and that last inning, I just really dug deep for that last strikeout.
And then finally for you, Audrey, you're going up, you have two games against Penn State this weekend, who's only given up one earned run through five games so far. What's the team's approach going up against the Nittany Lions?
Yeah, I think our biggest approach is don't give anything up and, like, take opportunities as best as you can. I think not that we struggled a little bit against Canisius, but we weren't taking our opportunities and we were kind of giving things up. And I think that's just going to be our approach for the rest of the year, is like, take what's yours and don't give anything back.
All right. Thank you, ladies, and congrats on the wins today.
Thanks, Scott.